No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 22nd day of July. Welcome, everyone. It's so good to be here with each and every one of you. No matter why you're here, I am so glad that you are making the Bible a part of your day today. I mean, whether it's your everyday rhythm or this is something brand new you're trying out for the first time, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to know God through His Word, to allow Him to speak for Himself through His Word as the Holy Spirit then speaks to our hearts in a very intimate, a very specific way. That is my hope for each of us. Today we're back in the book of Isaiah. We're going to read chapters 28 through 30. And this week we are reading the Good News translation. Isaiah chapter 28. The kingdom of Israel is doomed. Its glory is fading like the crowns of flowers on the heads of its drunken leaders. Their proud heads are well perfumed, but there they lie. Dead drunk. The Lord has someone strong and powerful ready to attack them, someone who will come like a hailstorm, like a torrent of rain, like a rushing, overpowering flood, and will overwhelm the land. The pride of those drunken leaders will be trampled underfoot. The fading glory of those proud leaders will disappear like the first figs of the season, picked and eaten as soon as they are ripe. A day is coming when the Lord Almighty will be like a glorious crown of flowers for His people who survive. He will give a sense of justice to those who serve as judges and courage to those who defend the city gates from attack. Even the prophets and the priests are so drunk that they stagger. They have drunk so much wine and liquor that they stumble in confusion. The prophets are too drunk to understand the visions that God sends, and the priests are too drunk to decide the cases that are brought to them. The tables where they sit are all covered with vomit, and not a clean spot is left. They complain about me. They say, "Who does that man think he's teaching? Who needs his message? It's only good for babies that have just stopped nursing. He is trying to teach us letter by letter, line by line, lesson by lesson. If you won't listen to me, then God will use foreigners speaking some strange sounding language to teach you a lesson. He offered rest and comfort to all of you, but you refuse to listen to him. That is why the Lord is going to teach you letter by letter, line by line, lesson by lesson. Then you will stumble with every step you take. You will be wounded, trapped, and taken prisoner. Now, you arrogant leaders who rule here in Jerusalem over this people, listen to what the Lord is saying. You boast that you have made a treaty with death and reached an agreement with the world of the dead. You are certain that disaster will spare you when it comes because you depend on lies and deceit to keep you safe. This now is what the Sovereign Lord says. I am placing in Zion a foundation that is firm and strong. In it, I am putting a solid cornerstone on which are written the words, faith that is firm is also patient. Justice will be the measuring line for the foundation, and honesty will be its plumb line. Hailstorms will sweep away all the lies you depend on, and floods will destroy your security. The treaty you have made with death will be abolished, and your agreement with the world of the dead will be canceled. When disaster sweeps down, you will be overcome. It will strike you again and again, morning after morning. You will have to bear it day and night. Each new message from God will bring new terror. You will be like the person in the proverb who tries to sleep in a bed too short to stretch out on. with a blanket too narrow to wrap himself in. The Lord will fight as he did at Mount Perazim and in the valley of Gibeon in order to do what he intends to do. Strange as his actions may seem, he will complete his work, his mysterious work. Don't laugh at the warning I am giving you. If you do, it will be even harder for you to escape. I have heard the Lord Almighty's decision to destroy the whole country. Listen to what I am saying. Pay attention to what I am telling you. Farmers don't constantly plow their fields and keep getting them ready for planting. Once they have prepared the soil, they plant the seeds of herbs such as dill and cumin. They plant rows of wheat and barley, and at the edges of their fields they plant other grain. They know how to do their work because God has taught them. They never use a heavy club to beat out dill seeds or cumin seeds. Instead, they use light sticks of the proper size. They do not ruin the wheat by threshing it endlessly, and they know how to thresh it by driving a cart over it without bruising the grains. All this wisdom comes from the Lord Almighty. The plans God makes are wise, and they also succeed. God's altar, Jerusalem itself, is doomed. The city where David camped is doomed. Let another year or two come and go with its feasts and festivals, and then God will bring disaster on the city that is called God's altar. There will be weeping and wailing, and the whole city will be like an altar covered with blood. God will attack the city, surround it, and besiege it. Jerusalem will be like a ghost struggling to speak from under the ground, a muffled voice coming from the dust. Jerusalem, all the foreigners who attack you will be blown away like dust, and their terrifying armies will fly away like straw. Suddenly and unexpectedly, the Lord Almighty will rescue you with violent thunderstorms and earthquakes. He will send windstorms and raging fire. Then all the armies of the nations attacking the city of God's altar, all their weapons and equipment, everything, will vanish like a dream, like something imagined in the night. All the nations that assemble to attack Jerusalem will be like a starving person who dreams he is eating and wakes up hungry, or like someone dying of thirst who dreams he is drinking and wakes with a dry throat. Go ahead and be stupid. Go ahead and be blind. Get drunk without any wine. Stagger without drinking a drop. The Lord has made you drowsy, ready to fall into a deep sleep. The prophets should be the eyes of the people, but God has blindfolded them. The meaning of every prophetic vision will be hidden from you. It will be like a sealed scroll. If you take it to someone who knows how to read and ask him to read it to you, he will say he can't because it is sealed. If you give it to someone who can't read and ask him to read it to you, he will answer that he doesn't know how. The Lord said, "These people claim to worship me, but their words are meaningless, and their hearts are somewhere else. Their religion is nothing but human rules and traditions, which they have simply memorized. So I will startle them with one unexpected blow after another. Those who are wise will turn out to be fools, and all their cleverness will be useless. Those who try to hide their plans from the Lord are doomed. They carry out their schemes in secret and think no one will see them or know what they are doing. They turn everything upside down. Which is more important, the potter or the clay? Can something you have made say, 'You didn't make me'? Or can it say, 'You don't know what you are doing'? As the saying goes, before long the dense forest will become farmland, and the farmland will go back to forest. When that day comes, the deaf will be able to hear a book being read aloud, and the blind, who have been living in darkness, will open their eyes and see. Poor and humble people will once again find the happiness which the Lord, the Holy God of Israel, gives. It will be the end of those who oppress others and show contempt for God. every sinner will be destroyed. God will destroy those who slander others, those who prevent the punishment of criminals, and those who tell lies to keep honest people from getting justice. So now the Lord, the God of Israel, who rescued Abraham from trouble, says, "My people, you will not be disgraced any longer, and your faces will no longer be pale with shame. When you see the children that I will give you, then you will acknowledge that I am the Holy God of Israel. You will honor me and stand in awe of me. Foolish people will learn to understand, and those who are always grumbling will be glad to be taught." The Lord has spoken. "Those who rule Judah are doomed because they rebel against me. They follow plans that I did not make and sign treaties against my will, piling one sin on another. They go to Egypt for help without asking for my advice. They want Egypt to protect them, so they put their trust in Egypt's king. But the king will be powerless to help them, and Egypt's protection will end in disaster. Although their ambassadors have already arrived at the Egyptian cities of Zoan and Hanes, the people of Judah will regret that they ever trusted that unreliable nation, a nation that fails them when they expect help." This is God's message about the animals of the southern desert. The ambassadors travel through dangerous country where lions live and where there are poisonous snakes and flying dragons. They load their donkeys and camels with expensive gifts for a nation that cannot give them any help. The help that Egypt gives is useless. So I have nicknamed Egypt the harmless dragon. God told me to write down in a book what the people are like, so that there would be a permanent record of how evil they are. They are always rebelling against God, always lying, always refusing to listen to the Lord's teachings. They tell the prophets to keep quiet. They say, "Don't talk to us about what's right. Tell us what we want to hear. Let us keep our illusions. Get out of our way and stop blocking our path. We don't want to hear about your Holy God of Israel." But this is what the Holy God of Israel says: "You ignore what I tell you and rely on violence and deceit. You are guilty. You are like a high wall with a crack running down it. Suddenly, you will collapse. You will be shattered like a clay pot, so badly broken that there is no piece big enough to pick up hot coals with or to dip water from a cistern." The Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says to the people, "Come back and quietly trust in me. Then you will be strong and secure." But you refuse to do it. Instead, you plan to escape from your enemies by riding fast horses. And you are right. Escape is what you will have to do. You think your horses are fast enough, but those who pursue you will be faster. 1,000 of you will run away when you see one enemy soldier, and 5 soldiers will be enough to make you all run away. Nothing will be left of your army except a lonely flagpole on the top of a hill. And yet the Lord is waiting to be merciful to you. He is ready to take pity on you because he always does what is right. Happy are those who put their trust in the Lord. You people who live in Jerusalem will not weep anymore. The Lord is compassionate, and when you cry to him for help, he will answer you. The Lord will make you go through hard times, but he himself will be there to teach you, and you will not have to search for him anymore. If you wander off the road to the right or the left, you will hear his voice behind you saying, "Here is the road, follow it." You will take your idols plated with silver and your idols covered with gold, and will throw them away like filth, shouting, "Out of my sight." Whenever you plant your crops, the Lord will send rain to make them grow and will give you a rich harvest, and your livestock will have plenty of pasture. The oxen and donkeys that plow your fields will eat the finest and best fodder. On the day when the forts of your enemies are captured and their people are killed, streams of water will flow from every mountain and every hill. The moon will be as bright as the sun, and the sun will be 7 times brighter than usual, like the light of 7 days in one. This will all happen when the Lord bandages and heals the wounds he has given his people. The Lord's power and glory can be seen in the distance. Fire and smoke show his anger. He speaks, and his words burn like fire. He sends the wind in front of him like a flood that carries everything away. It sweeps nations to destruction and puts an end to their evil plans. But you, God's people, will be happy and sing as you do on the night of a sacred festival. You will be as happy as those who walk to the music of flutes on their way to the temple of the Lord, the defender of Israel. The Lord will let everyone hear his majestic voice and feel the force of his anger. There will be flames, cloudbursts, hailstones, and torrents of rain. The Assyrians will be terrified when they hear the Lord's voice and feel the force of his punishment. As the Lord strikes them again and again, his people will keep time with the music of drums and harps. God himself will fight against the Assyrians. Long ago, a place was prepared where a huge fire will burn the emperor of Assyria. It is deep and wide and piled high with wood. The Lord will breathe out a stream of flame to set it on fire. It's so important, I think, as we read the Old Testament prophets and prophecies, to remember that these are for a specific people during a specific time, for a specific place. However, we believe that the Word of God is the living, breathing, inspired Word of God, active, that is for us as much as it was for them. And that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. It's us that changes. Then we have to understand the context always when we read the scripture. And then we have to look within our own hearts and identify with the same things that are happening. Even though the world has evolved and advanced so far beyond what we're reading, the human heart, the condition of the heart, does not change much. And so we get these little clues as we read. We get these clues to understand the heart of God. We understand what the people were doing that caused them to turn away from God. Because we often like to speak for God. We like to let people know who God hates and what he hates. And oftentimes, those things that we speak for God are the ones that we're pretty passionate about, our own selves. And so it's important as we read even this context in Isaiah today that we hear those key pieces of what the people were doing that caused them to rebel against God. And so as we read and we find these little hidden pieces that we would so easily scathe over if we are not paying attention, passages such as, "These people claim to worship me, but their words are meaningless and their hearts are somewhere else. The religion is nothing but human rules and traditions which they have simply memorized," or this, "Those who try to hide their plans from the Lord are doomed. They carry out their schemes in secret and think no one will see them or know what they aren't doing. And here, this is so profound today. When that day comes, the deaf will be able to hear a book being read aloud, and the blind who have been living in darkness will open their eyes and see. Poor and humble people will once again find the happiness which the Lord, the Holy God of Israel, gives. It will be the end of those who oppress others and show contempt for God. Every sinner will be destroyed. God will destroy those who slander others, those who prevent the punishment of criminals, and those who tell lies to keep honest people from getting justice. And lastly today, this feels very worth noting today. Again, God told me to write down in a book what the people are like so that there would be a permanent record of how evil they are. They are always rebelling against God, always lying, always refusing to listen to the Lord's teachings. They tell the prophets to keep quiet. They say, "Don't talk to us about what's right. Tell us what we want to hear. Let us keep our illusions. Get out of our way and stop blocking our path. We don't want to hear about your holy God of Israel." Jesus, open our eyes to see. Open our ears to hear. Open our hearts. Make them moldable. Give us hearts of flesh, not hearts of stone. Do in us what you choose to do. I pray this in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible. That is home base. That is the website. That's the free app. Take a look around if you haven't. Check it out. We are celebrating 20 years of Daily Audio Bible. Every day. Every day is a celebration. Because this is the 20th year. And so that is on the main channel, Daily Audio Bible. My husband, Brian Harden, founded this 20 years ago. Well, 19 and a half years ago right now. The end of this year, we will celebrate 20 years. And in doing so, we are giving back in so many different ways. And so I just say that to get you excited about what is yet to come this year. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174, or you can utilize the app, hit the give icon. It's up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. You have 2 minutes on that prayer line. And again, if you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button. It's at the top mid section. When you are finished, hit submit, turn that wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I love you all. We'll turn the page together tomorrow and continue in the book of Isaiah. Until then, love one another.
Peace to my delightful dab seers. It is Asia calling from the City of Angels. It is July 13th, and I'm calling to lift up some of the dabbers' prayer requests. So let's just go straight to our Abba's throne of grace. Heavenly Father, Lord of love, God of righteousness and holiness. Our maker, our creator, hallowed be thy name, Lord. Let everything that has breath hallow your name and give you praise, Lord God. Father, holy, holy, holy is your name, and you are righteous and holy, and you say that you will forgive us, Lord, for our sins if we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and believe it with our mouth and our heart, speak it with both, and that we will bear the fruit of repentance and the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God. So, Heavenly Father, we lift up Courtney to you, Lord, this young woman with, as our sister, the caller, said, has a spirit of suicide, and we just rebuke this spirit in any way, Father, straight back to the depths of darkness that it came from. And Lord, we ask first and foremost that you anoint Courtney with the love of Christ Jesus that would flow richly through her mind and heart and soul, and that she would desire to live. And as your word says, it's good to be in the land of the living, Lord. Let this minister to her, Father God, change her spirit, change her heart and her mind and her volition. Help her family at this time, minister to them in this time and season, give them encouragement and love and support, Father God. Lord, we lift up Bruce to you with stage 4 kidney failure. Please come alongside of him and heal him. Help his family navigate this, Lord. By the grace of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hey, Dabsy fam, it's Carrie, aka Jesus Girl. I just wanted to lift up the request from July 16th. Each one that came in, I was like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. And so, Lord, I come to you on behalf of Covered in His Blood and Tutu in this situation with visitation. And Lord, I'm coming to you for KSD and LOV. And Kristen, aka Christ in Me, and her request for her friend Diana and Diana's daughter Courtney, Lord, who's attempted suicide, and Sarah in the UK with this heat wave. Lord, each and every one of these things is entirely different. And yet, God, we serve you, and you are a mighty, mighty God who has all things under your control. And so, God, it's you that we come to with our petitions, and we come to you first with our praise because you are mighty and glorious, God. And we thank you that we can lay each and every one of these things at your feet, Lord, and know that you are capable and able and that you desire to do in each of these situations. And God, I lift each one of these requests up to you. And God, I ask that you just have your way. I ask, Lord, that you give comfort, that you give good gifts, God, that you rebuke the spirit of suicide, Lord, that you bring a coolness to the UK, God, that you bring healing to hearts that are mourning, God, that you bring peace, that you bring comfort, and God, that you just be you in each and every one of these situations for each and every one of these people, Lord. You know every detail, God, and you have it in your hands.
Hello, DABC family. This is Diana from Florida, and I want to pray for Ashley from Texas because she is asking the DABC community to pray for her to get a job in school counseling, and I want to be able to pray for just that. Dear Jesus, I thank you so much for Ashley's life, oh Lord God. I thank you, Lord, because she has been such a beautiful addition to our community so many years ago when she was trying to figure out how she was going to navigate pregnancy with baby Genesis. And through so many prayers and through your miracle-working power, God, she said yes to being the mother of baby Genesis. And although it did not come without challenges, we are so grateful for how far baby Genesis has come and how far Ashley as a mother has come. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you for their lives. I pray, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless Ashley now. She is in need of a job as a school counselor, Lord. This is what she studied to do. And Father God, I pray that you would open the door for her to get a job quickly and swiftly in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. you know, the timing's of the essence, Lord, because she has school coming up. It will be starting soon, in the midst of either middle of August or close to the end of August. And so, Lord, depending on her school district, the timing may be slightly different. But either way, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would provide this open door to her for a job in the school district near her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier. Just calling to pray for some of the dabbers. I want to pray for my precious sister's son, Tutu, who's trying to get a visitation right to see his son. I want to ask him to touch the wife, the ex-wife or the wife, and help her to be open to them. I also want to talk to Kingdom Seeker Daniel's wife and the loss of her son and the challenges that she's going through. I'm going to pray for her. I want to pray for Diana, whose daughter had a breakdown, who was going through in her life. Her daughter had some challenges. I also want to pray for the floods in Idaho and in Texas. I also want to pray for the lady whose husband had a heart attack, and she wants him to and her children. I also want to pray for the Most High in London. The prayer for them. I want to pray for the cousin Genevieve who has a rare cancer and she's going through. I want to pray for healing and deliverance. I want to also pray for Diana, dealing with the flash flood, and my friend London in the UK, daughter of the Most High. I want to pray for her and all the prisoners and the challenges they're going through. Gracious Father, we just need you right now. We need your blessing. We need you like a fire. We need rain. We ask you to every name I called and those that I did call. Father, we just ask that you open doors and you heal and you deliver and you set free. And Lord, we'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name.